Another very warm day, high around 82. The showers and storms continue into the evening hours tonight before ending, low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later, big improvement, high around 80. And this is the front that will be the steering mechanism that will guide Ada away from us and into Florida. Good news for us, anyway. Friday is a nice day with a high in the mid-70s, and the weekend looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma police are investigating a deadly hit and run on Highland Avenue Monday night. Chief Kenta Fulford says when officers arrived at the scene, they found a man lying in the street. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Coronavirus hospitalizations continue to increase in Alabama, with 1,206 people currently in the hospital. The Department of Public Health is reporting more than 20,000 confirmed cases in the last 2 weeks. That brings the total number of confirmed cases to close to 175,000. And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is warning of a scam to make you pay more to renew your driver's license online. Aaliyah says some third-party websites are charging people extra fees. These sites are not affiliated with the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks, this is Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, Veterans Day edition. Let's go to the phones and let's go... Somebody I'm really glad I get to hear from today. That's John Williams of Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, how are you, my friend?
Dan, I'm doing great. How are you on this Veterans Day?
I'm doing great. I can't believe it's 82 degrees, and we're in mid-November.
I know. You know, I got up this morning, and we're closed today. Boards Corporation of the South, obviously, we're closed because we're observing Veterans Day, of course. And, I got up this morning, and I put on some jeans and a T-shirt and went outside, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to work. So I went back in, and I put on my shorts. And my tennis shoes, I'm just out bumming around today, and I'm actually talking to you guys from my cell phone, which is really unusual for me because I'm usually sitting in the office listening to your wonderful show. So, hey, glad to be on with you guys.
Well, I'm really glad that you called. I should have worn shorts today. I should have gone to the John Williams School of Dressing.
Well, I know when you get off the air at 3, if you want to, come over to my place and I'll put you to work. You know how to run a weed eater, I'm sure.
Of course. I'm the youngest child, so I was a yard man for my mom.
There you go. I was a yard man for my mom, and now I'm a yard man for myself. So there you go. Well, let's see. Let's talk about those VA interest rate reduction loans. That's the IRRL, I-R-R-L. And Dan, I'm going to tell you, I've lost count of how many veterans that have called in from your show, and we've been able to not only lower their monthly payment, but lower that interest rate, and then we all know you're a financial guy, that saves a lot of money over the long term. In other words, let's say you're a veteran and you have a mortgage on your home right now and your interest rate's above 3.5%. Well, gosh, you need to make that phone call. Call Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. We'll take down a little bit of information, and we can tell you right then how low we can get your interest rate. We're closing loans now down in the 2.5, 2.6 range. And it's really just a no-brainer. And here's the best thing. There's no appraisal required. There's no income verification. This is a special program that is set up for our veterans. So great time to do this. And so now let's shift gears for a second. If you need to refinance your home and you already have a mortgage on it and you want to cash out, get the money to pay off bills, debt consolidation, home improvements, things like that, we have loans for that. And then the biggest thing, that where we really shine and where we're different from other banks and other lenders, if you have equity in your home, let's say you own a home, a mobile home, land, or even, get this, an automobile, if your credit's less than perfect, but you have equity and you need a loan, we are the company to talk to, because we don't care if you've had a bankruptcy in the past, foreclosure, tax liens, judgment, all of that. We can help you get the cash you need, pay off all of that junk, and get back on track, help you rebuild your credit, because we do report to the credit bureau. So I know that's a mouthful here on this Veterans Day, but I'll kind of close it down by saying Mortgage Corporation of the South, one more time, 567-9000, one more time, folks, write it down, tell a friend, 567-9000, company NMLS number 232876, equal housing lender, and I'm out of breath.
You did a good job, John. I'm thrilled I got to hear from you today. Question, how long does it take to get a pre-approval for a loan?
We offer pre-approvals in 1 hour, 1 hour. And that is a pre-approval, and then all we have to do after that is just follow up with a few documents that we're going to need, and then we get you set for closing. So our average close time is 12 days, but the pre-approval is 1 hour. So whether you want to refinance or go out and buy a new home, you need that pre-approval letter, we can have you done in 1 hour. And we will be open again for business in the morning at 8:30 a.m.
Well, I was sharing with someone that I told them to get a pre-approval letter, and they're a first-time home buyer, and so they don't have a home to sell. I said, you know, all the cards are on your side of the table. Get a pre-approved letter and shoot them a low offer and say we're going to close in 30 days pending getting an abstract update and title search and all that kind of stuff. And he shot in an offer for $20,000 less than the price that they'd already taken it down. They didn't take that, but they did take $15,000 left. So getting that pre-approval letter basically saved him $15,000.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you have that pre-approval letter in hand from a mortgage company, you know, here's the main thing. That pre-approval letter really needs to be worth the paper it's written on. And when you get a pre-approval letter from Mortgage Corporation of the South, we stand behind it 100%. So absolutely, that's the best way to buy a house. If you want to get a good deal on it, especially if you're going in with a little bit lower offer, it is better to have that pre-approval letter in hand from Mortgage Corporation of the South before you make that offer. Hey. With that being said, Dan, keep up the great work, my friend. Your show has sounded wonderful, and we'll talk again about the same time tomorrow. How about that?
You have a great Veterans Day, John.
Thank you, Dan. See you, buddy.
Thanks. Fire Child, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey.
How are you?
Beverly Jarrett. I'm well, and you?
Good.
Was that Beverly Jarrett talking about countries calling to congratulate Biden? Who was that you just played?
That was
Fran Townsend.
Yeah, Fran Townsend.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I think it's interesting that Putin and Chairman Xi and Kim Jong-un have not called to congratulate Biden.
They're waiting for the democratic process from communist countries.
I know. Don't you think that says a lot?
Speaks volumes to me.
Speaks volumes to me, too. And could I get in on Sweet Creek and Mortgage Corporation?
Sure. Give me your month and day of birth.
826.
Now, you're a Wetumpka girl, right?
I'm not telling you that.
You gotta be.
Huh?
You gotta be.
Well, yeah, well, because of my friend, yes.
Yeah, because of our friend.
Uh-huh.
Well, Flower Child, I appreciate you sharing that with us. Are you having a good day?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I've read enough things to know that this has, you know, been an electronic voter fraud on Americans.
Do you think something's going to come of it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. And I think the first state that's going to flip back from Biden to Trump is going to be Georgia. That's like 12,000 votes.
Yeah, that one's easy. And I think also Purdue's going to win. If what they said is true, that they ran 50 ballots through multiple times,
yes,
that right there will, and it's like, you know, I've been told, is that what's going to happen when they do these things? They're going to do it on new machines or machines that were not the ones that were at that precinct. And you can find out, one, was the machine tampered with, and number two, were people running the ballots through multiple times?
Well, of course they were. I mean, it doesn't, like I was, when I called into Joey, I sent him another thing. An IT guy explained it really easily, you know, how they were doing it. And not only, let's say, I used this example previously, it was the Kentucky race for governor in 2018. I think it was Beshear, Democrat, and Bevins, Republican.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the guy could show you where they took away 500 votes from Bevins and gave them to Beshear, if that's the name.
Beshear's correct.
So, you know, Dan, that's just not 500 votes for him. That's 1,100 votes. I mean,
that's 1,000.
I used 550, the last example. So that's what people need to understand, is that when they flip them, they're really doubling it. And they can show it that they did that in Michigan in real time. 138,000 votes. You know, I've seen
that would be enough.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. And I just think that it's going to be a slow drip over the next week. And it will come true. And the other thing is, last Friday, John Solomon said on Lou Dobbs that we should be hearing something from the Durbarum thing this week.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Did I play that Monday? Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to watch how the media is going to play this, because there's no, the use of no evidence of widespread fraud. And it just, their terminologies that they use are driving me crazy. I think they will do this screaming and kicking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to have some riots in the street, I have no doubt. And, you know, they're going to be planning for this. But you have to learn the Democratic playbook. When they say unity, that means resistance. It's the 180 degrees from whatever word they tell you. When they say unity, and like Transparency Integrity Project, and transparency means blinded, so you can't see anything, and integrity means unscrupulous. You know, I mean, they always use these really, help me out, Dan.
The words that are opposite of their
meaning. Well, I mean, it's real fluffy words, you know, that mm-hmm. make you feel good and comfortable and everything. They just they don't say what they're really doing. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
So y'all have a good day, and I've already said hi to all the veterans, and thank you, Patriots, for your service.
Thank you, Flower Child. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show, Veterans Day Edition.
Well, I was calling to ask two questions, and I think I've already got the answer to one. It sounds like you're still hopeful of a different outcome.
I absolutely am.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that, let me rephrase it, I'm praying for a different outcome. Listening to some news and stuff, you know, they're beating that horse, although it's dead, saying exactly what Flower Child said, you know, that there's no evidence of widespread fraud.
Yeah, I mean, you hear every report from CBS and the NBC News last night. You're going to hear it in the Ed O'Keefe, you're going to hear it out of the Fran Townsend. It's just Paula Reed. All of them are saying the exact same thing.
Well, you did you see the Whoopi Goldberg clip yesterday?
I did.
My mom always said, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
But there's comments I'd like to make to her, but they aren't nice.
Yeah, don't go off the rails.
I'm not. You can take your finger off the dump button. The other question I had, totally opposite direction, something that has amazed me. Pfizer comes out and said they've got a potential vaccine that is testing out in the 90 percentile rate, and their stock drops. How does that happen? What is going on? I would have thought it would have taken off through the roof. But it dropped $3.50 yesterday with the announcement.
I'm not sure that announcement was. I think the announcement was on Monday, wasn't it?
No, the first I heard about it, I think, was yesterday. My days are kind of running. I'm crazy right now because I've got so much going on.
The audience would absolutely agree with you. You know, the announcement was on the 9th.
Was it?
Yeah.
But their stock dropped.
It didn't. It went from $36.40 to $41.92. And then that was Monday. Then it ended Monday at $38.78. And then it's dropped off some today, and it dropped off a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, well, I bought it about 4 months ago when it was pretty reasonable. But I just thought it would skyrocket with that kind of announcement.
Well, it depends on how much money they're going to make. It's, you know, the things that benefited from this were airlines, cruise lines, and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking for their stock to jump because I had enough I was going to sell if it did, but it didn't get high enough to kind of fit for the sale.
There you go.
We all have a good day. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Ta-ta. Let's go to a break. Joe, coming back to you.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no. I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ertis?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support. When you choose a Medicare plan from UnitedHealthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call UnitedHealthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of UnitedHealthcare plans.
The holidays will soon be here. And while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear, Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern lifestyle store. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great. You're sounding good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You don't sound so bad yourself.
Thanks. I wanted to call for a couple of days. I said something on Joey's show, but WSFA posted something the other day on the celebration with the Biden-Harris thing and told us that, you know, we all needed to come together and let this go, and I've forgotten the exact wording that Mark Bullock put it in. This isn't against Mark Bullock. He's doing exactly what he's being told to do, but it just went all over me, and I just said that I felt like the deception from the media has been totally criminal, in my opinion. They have lied and deceived. I don't think they've ever given our president a fair shot. They've never talked about his accomplishments or our first lady or anything that they've ever done. They might mention GDP was 33%, but they don't really, really tell anybody or give him credit. And Mark Bullock said back to me that he had done things positive about the president. He had posted positive things and talked things about the president. And I told him I absolutely did not think that was true. And the thing that bothers me is, Dan, there are so many people that are poor. I have a lot of poor friends and they don't have the means to get the information. These are not ignorant people. They're just uninformed. And I just feel like it is so deceiving what the press has done. I don't understand. They, in my opinion, are 100% for the division in this country, and the things that, it's not what they're saying, which they are saying a lot right now, but a lot of it is what they don't say. But do you think, in your opinion, that WSFA, I don't know how far they reach. I'm sure it's pretty far.
Oh, it's huge.
But do you think they have been fair and balanced with our president?
Let me hit a couple points here. Number one, when Mark is doing the news, what he writes is actually his own writing. That's not being done by a producer and given to him. He's not ripping and reading.
Wow. Well, when I told him that I felt like I wish there was
when
some
you said
way that there was,
you told him, how'd you tell him?
This is on Facebook, and they're blasting me about it, wanting me to apologize, and I'm not going to. I don't feel like they've done a good job. I've got there were women that I worked with on the Warner thing that we tried to help get their children back. These are people I've gotten very close to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out buying Biden T-shirts and food and getting ready to celebrate. And, you know, he may win. He might. But he might not. And I just feel like the way the news, all the news, the mainstream media has handled this. And you're in this medium, Dan. Is there not anything that we as citizens can do to stand up against this evil propaganda is what it is?
All you can do is not listen and criticize. And, you know, I've been saying for a long time, this isn't just NBC, ABC, and CBS. These are all media outlets. And when I listen to the tone on WSFA, WAKA, WCOB, the tone isn't there, and they do these little snide comments to me. And I've mentioned it to Mark Bullock, who is the general manager of WSFA. He's a friend of mine. But that group of people is a very liberal group of people, particularly Mark. I know Mark.
And okay.
He's a very liberal guy.
Well, do you know how he answered me back in the end?
How?
He sent me the video of Kamala Harris's speech, and I answered him back, and I said, well, if that's how you're answering me, you listen to 93.1, because I think what y'all have done is completely criminal. Because they are going to be the ones, can you imagine our country when they announce, if it happens, an opposite of what's going on now? Trump has cheated. See, they've generated this narrative.
They're going to call this authoritarian. This is a dictatorship. This is manipulated. Right. He's using the Department of Justice as his own personal political tool. You just get ready for all of that.
Well, I just wanted your opinion. I value it, and I am not apologizing.
I don't think you should. I mean, part of the problem with this whole thing is the media runs people down. And that's starting to permeate down into our local media. And WSFA used to be a great journalistic news discovery channel. When Norman Lumpkin was there, I mean, Norman was a friend of mine. It was amazing with the things that they were doing. But they're not there anymore.
Well, we've been called so many things. A lot of us were involved in the Stop the Steal, getting everybody to move to Parler, moving from Fox. I have never been called so many names or things in my life. I've heard things I've never heard before. These are the most vile, disgusting people. And what I am so thrilled about are the Trump patriots. We're not burning. We're not looting. We're sitting at home. We're waiting patiently to see. And I'm just very proud of how everyone has behaved about this, except the other side, of course. But I just really value your opinion. I enjoy your show and always have, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, for calling. I appreciate you. Rodney, hang on. Coming back to you and Kim after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. Earl, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment.
maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task, so I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Rick's Jewelers in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some positive changes in the forecast in the last 24 hours. This front that is moving through the state today, bringing a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Another very warm day, high around 82. The showers and storms continue into the evening hours tonight before ending low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later, big improvement, high around 80. And this is the front that will be the steering mechanism that will guide Ada away from us and into Florida. Good news. For us, anyway. Friday is a nice day with a high in the mid-70s, and the weekend looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV. 272-9228 is where we are. Don't forget, Twig Creek Farm Market. Pecans. Veteran, go down and have lunch. Rich, going to buy you an ice cream cone. So the phones go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Man and Joey, how are y'all doing today?
We're good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing fine.
thank you to all the vets out there. Thank y'all for your service, which I do every day. And we're always praying for y'all. And, you know, we always appreciate everything that they do for us every day. And there's a lot of them out there. Thank y'all, guys.
Yeah, indeed.
Dan, look. It's funny, I was listening to some of the stuff you was playing and some of the tapes that the lady was going on ramping on and on about Trump and he's not conceding to the election. And it could be a national security and all this other stuff they're rattling on. And so it's funny that they're so worried about this country now. Through the last 4 years of everything that they've done to this country, by creating the environment for the presidency, the office of the presidency. These people have got the biggest kahunas in the world to stand up and tell anybody in this country everything, anything, and force anybody out there, I don't care if it's old Whoopi Whoopi or whoever it is, they need to shut up and keep it to themselves. What they don't realize is the gig is up. We done won this battle, ladies and gentlemen. We won this battle 4 years ago. I'm happy of everything my president done, down to the last Supreme Court justice he put in. And I hope he's got a zipper ready to rip a new zipper for the rest of them at the end before all this is over with. Win, lose, or draw, this is for America. People, this is for America. You either love it or you leave it. And it's pretty clear to listen to some people and see the ones who don't love it, but they don't want to leave it. Well, you're going to have to leave it because we ain't giving it up. Thank God we got Donald Trump there, Dan, because if, just think back to the chin drop and no Hillary Clinton. Where would we be at today if she got in the office? Would you think we'd be looking at elections? Amen, America. We already won. Don't let these people take the glory out of our success. And it ain't over yet. Our president is taking it all the way down to the wire. I say amen to Donald Trump. And don't give up on the Lord. His work ain't over. Always at the very end when you think you got it, the evilness has got it beat, is when the Lord comes in and snatches the rug right out from under him. So everybody, it's a happy day. Happy veterans out there. Americans, keep fighting for our country. It's worth it, and we need to fight for it.
Rodney, I appreciate your telephone call, buddy.
One other thing I want to tell you, Dan. I heard you, I think, on one of the calls. I got about half of the card left at Sweet Creek. I'm going back. I got to go back down there and get some more stuff. It was so big of a card. I mean, I was expecting, you know, $20-$30. It was like
$60. $60, my friend. We're not cheap around here.
Thank you very much. And, I'm going back down and get some more beef jerky and stuff, some good beef jerky that they have that's made right here in Alabama. And I had got some from my hunting camp, and the kids ate it all up and got a hold to it. So I got to go get some more. But I know where to go get it now.
There you go. Well, tell Reed that your damn old show listen when you're there.
I surely will. Y'all guys, keep it up. Keep it up. It ain't over.
Thank you, my friend. Kim, welcome aboard the damn old show.
Yes, sir. Tell me something.
Sure.
Has AOC done lost her mind?
I don't know what she said.
Well, she said she wants Biden to defund the South.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, somebody just sent me a message on it just a few minutes ago. Said that she wants him to defund the all red states, and especially the South.
Wow. I take that personally.
I think she done boo-booed. Yeah. And by the way, I'll let you know, I live less than a mile from Sweet Creek.
Yeah?
And I work there, too. And
you do work there?
Oh, yeah. And I've known Reed for many years.
He's a great guy.
He is. He's a really good guy to work with. He's a good guy. He's not going to cheat anybody out of nothing. And if he tells you that it's fresh.
Yep. He's a great guy.
Yep, he's at it, and I just hope for goodness sake that that they get this thing straightened out, we get Trump back in there before something bad happens.
What bad? You know, what bad do you think could happen?
I don't know, but knowing Biden and them, they can come up with something.
Well, if this election gets overturned, you just better hunker down.
Yep. Yeah, he's going to... Trump's going to change a lot of things if he gets back in. I guess he done figured out how they are now.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And if... since Esper's isn't there, and if you take into the fact that he said he wanted to use the military to... knock down an insurrection, I'm wondering if he's sitting there going, well, I'm going to get rid of Esper's, get somebody else in there, so that when this thing does go down, I can use the military for that, which I think would be a bad thing to do. But
yeah,
now that I look at the Esper's thing in a different way now.
Yeah, I'm thinking things are, the farther it goes, the more they change their mind. They're beginning to figure it out. But let's hope it all goes well.
Let us do. Let's pray for it.
And hopefully the good Lord's watching over us, and we're going to be okay.
Kim, I appreciate the telephone call. We'll have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too. Be careful out there.
Will do. J.R., is your last name Ewing by any chance?
No, I wish I was kin to him, but wanted to give a shout-out for a friend.
Yeah.
This is Mr. George Wynn. He is 95 years old, and he is a World War II, Korea, and the Vietnam veteran.
Wow.
Now, how many of those do you think they're still living?
Really? Not many.
Yes. No. I mean, this man's a hero, in my opinion. But he's just a little fella, 95 years old, moved to Prattville from... I think he came from Nevada somewhere to be close to a son that was here. But, well, a car show Saturday, and he brought his Model A that's been in his family since it was bought new. And I just thought it was outstanding that, you know, him being those three veterans all in one. I mean, they're just...
That's big. That's big. There are not too many World War II veterans left.
No, no, no. Well, my father passed. He was 92. He was a Naval World War II veteran just passed a couple of years ago. But anyway, shout out for Mr. George Wynn.
That is great. I'm glad that you did that.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, my friend. Let's fit J.D. in here. J.D., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show, Veterans Day Edition.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm really good. And you today?
I am doing well. You know, I watched the Mike Pompeo questions that they asked him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you what, as a poker player, if I was a part of the Democratic Party, I would be very worried because that man had such confidence with a smile on his face, like he knew something nobody else did. And it just, the way he was smiling and answering questions and spitfiring the answers right back to him. If I was them, I'd be a little worried because it seems like there's something afoot that he knows about that nobody else does. And your other caller, when you asked what could go wrong, what could go bad, what bad things would happen, it was Ronald Reagan that said, and I'm not quoting by any means, that we're only a generation away, we're only an election away from losing our way of life and our freedom. So it doesn't take much, just a generation of naiveness to lose our complete way of life. That's probably the worst that could happen.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more in terms of if Trump stays in, what would happen around America?
And if we already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to be bedlam.
Oh yeah. I do. I think it would be terrible, but I don't think it would be worse than the lack of confidence lost in, not only that we already lost the confidence in our FBI, but lost the confidence in our entire system. And that's the one thing that I really worry about, is some of these judges that may have to preside over some of these cases of votes, in the back of their mind, are they sitting there saying, hey, I know this is the right thing to do, but I'm not going to do it because I know if I do it, you know, everybody will raise Cain, and I might as well not do it just so they don't, just to appease them. Because once that starts happening, it's a slippery slope all the way down.
Yeah, well, that's one reason we have an appellate process.
You're absolutely right. Well, hey, I know I haven't called in a minute, but I just wanted to reach out, say hello. And Joey, hello to you as well. I've been listening. I've just been tied up to where I couldn't call. But
oh, I know. I'm listening in on you as well.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I don't doubt it. But no, I enjoy the shows as always, and I appreciate you guys for being very fair, honest, and informative, you know, as always. I love it.
We try our best.
Oh, you know, it's so easy to be honest and fair. I don't know why more people can't do it. That Neil Cavuto pulling away from McEnany the other day, boy, that fired me up because she didn't say nothing bad or wrong, but he had to point it out like she was. And, you know, it's just little examples like that that get me fired up. But, hey, y'all have a wonderful afternoon. I'm going to keep tuning in.
Thanks, J.D. Let me go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Veterans Day edition.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good.
Hey, I have one question for you. If they prove voter fraud, can Biden and his cronies be prosecuted?
No. It's no? Only the people that did it.
Well, somebody needs to be prosecuted.
I don't disagree with that. You got to have evidence and find them guilty.
I just hope all goes in the right direction.
Me too, but...
You know, we don't need the country going in the wrong direction.
I agree with that. It's just they... And we're going to play... I'm going to play a thing from Rice Priebus that's going to tell you how the process goes. But... don't think that people aren't going to go crazy and the media isn't going to be kicking and screaming if this thing starts unfolding. And the first place to watch it unfold will be Pennsylvania or Michigan.
Yeah. I also noticed when one of their cronies said that scorecard was not, it wasn't real. That's more misinformation than you want to throw at anybody.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they do. Let me tell you, if you watch this and how people, you know, what they go, and there's no evidence of that, and there's no evidence because you guys have never looked, or you've never looked at the evidence. You've never picked up the affidavit and called the person. And then the Washington Post basically did an article, said that the guy who said that they were manipulating the dates of postage at the post office had recanted. The guy came out and said, I hadn't recanted. I didn't talk to anybody. I'm not recanting my story. So you're going to get a lot of that. As this thing starts percolating, you're going to get a lot of disinformation out there.
Yeah. Well, I believe in the system, and I believe that in the end, it will prevail.
Well, I want to believe in the system, and if it does prevail at the end, I will.
Yeah. Jeff, have a great day, and to all the veterans, happy Veterans Day.
Thanks, Jeff. Alice, hang on, going to a break, coming back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustlers Year-End Savings Event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor Residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big, fine car. I got everything that a man could want. I got more than I could ask for.
272-9228.
I don't have to run around.
That's where we are in a Veterans Day. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Ellis. Ellis is such a good guy, they named an island after him.
You're darn right they did. Happy Veterans Day. God bless the veterans. And I thank them all for their service, including my father and uncle. God rest their souls. I was calling about, on Greg Kelly's show, he was talking about, it's on Newsmax, the Million Mega March on Saturday. I don't know if you had mentioned or not.
I have not mentioned it.
Yeah, it's on D.C., and I believe, if I'm right, he said it would start at the D.C. Mall, something like that. But anyway, that's going to be going on Saturday, so I hope that's not disrupted with violence from the morons out there, which we call the left or the Democratic Party.
No.
The whole thing is insane. I just can't believe it. In my wild, you know, all my life, I've never, ever thought this could happen. You know, it's ridiculous.
It is indeed. It'll be interesting to watch and see what happens with that march. I heard about it last night.
Yeah, it's saying, you know, stand up and fight against the fraudulent election and make your voices heard. Pretty much. Okay. Well, I thought I'd call, you know, mention that. And God bless y'all. Y'all have a good rest of the week, and God bless America.
Thank you. This is Rice Priebus, Rice, and he's going to tell you about the process that goes on for a recount and what you do to challenge things. Listen in.
But you said that there's a process here that people really do need to understand. What comes first?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Sean. Yeah, I mean, the world of recounts, it really starts backwards. So I'll just take the state of Wisconsin, for example. And most states follow this same example. They're a little different, but generally this is how it works. Right now, all the counties in Wisconsin, 72 counties, are doing what's called a canvass. And under the statutes, a canvass is a time when the clerks check the counts, check the machines, check that they said that Trump got this amount, Biden got that amount, and everything is reviewed. The canvass in a state like Wisconsin is not going to get done conceivably until the 17th of November, next week. Then the campaigns have 24 hours to file a petition for a recount with the Wisconsin Elections Board. Same in a lot of states, exactly the same way. Then the recount date is set after that date. So now we're on the 18th. Now that's the middle of the week, next week. It would actually be probably Monday the 23rd. They would say, now we're going to start the recount. At the recount, Sean, is when all of these affidavits, all of the things that people think were done wrong, are then presented to a board of canvassers. And if they don't like the result, if the campaign doesn't like the result there, they appeal to the court. Okay, so let's take an example. if, say, you have an affidavit and you have proof that there were 1,000 ballots in a particular precinct that were erroneously filed or administrative failure or fraud or whatever, you bring that to the court. And the court could rule in your favor and they would say, you're right. There's 1,000 votes here that are improper. At that point, before the recount starts and with all the other accusations and all the other cases that are brought, the court will say, before you start counting, you need to remove X amount of ballots from that precinct. And at that point, blind ballots are pulled out of that precinct. And then once all the ballots are adjusted and once all the things are taken care of, then the recount proceeds with both campaigns in the room, and a winner is eventually awarded.
Okay, so one of the remedies he cited was pulling ballots out. Now, when they get down to that point, they better have some really, really good observers there to make sure everything's running smoothly. Hopefully, they're going to be doing this for the recount, so they're going to be going on, particularly in Georgia and Arizona, and they call for, if they pay for a recount in Wisconsin. I think they may have an argument enough to make it where they don't need to do a recount, but they do need to get some votes taken out. They've got to prove this stuff. This is in the second part of Rice.
All right. So people need to understand that the process. Now, when you're talking about getting signed affidavits, this is under the threat of perjury. They're doing this, right? Under oath. Sworn affidavit. Okay. Do you have to get to as many affidavits as there is separation of votes? Or, for example, I have all the varying laws in all the states. That, you know, your state of Wisconsin, for example, election law is very clear. Any member of the public may be present at any polling place, and counting is open to the public. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, every state allows this, but it didn't happen. Now, when that part of the law is violated, how do you find remedy when now, okay, what is the court order? We're going to recount them, but in the interim, do we know what happened to them? Do we know what the people opening them did? Can you have integrity at the end of that process?
Well, first of all, you're right about Wisconsin, and most states have the same rule, which is totally open access to every part of the election process, everything from making sure that the poll books are proper, that people say whether you should have access to make sure when someone says, I live on this street and this is my name, you should have the ability in the polling place during the poll watching to observe that part of the process. In fact, almost every part of the process, except for obviously how somebody votes. But to your question on do you have to have the threshold of votes in order to bring the action, the answer is no. You can bring, you know, every single vote matters, and you can bring each one of your complaints to the election commission, and then you can appeal each one of the complaints to the actual court of appeal within that jurisdiction. Where things do get dicey as far as do I have the ability to bring a case to the Supreme Court that alleges I've got 10 votes here in Wisconsin that are, we know are fraud, and the court's looking at it and say, wait a minute, but you lost by 19,000. Well, the court's probably not going to take jurisdiction over that case. It doesn't mean you don't have standing to bring it. It just means that the U.S. Supreme Court's probably not going to listen to it. So it's important at some point that your fraud has to meet a certain threshold before you get to the point of appealing the state, you know, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin to the U.S. Supreme Court. So there's some practicality involved as well.
I just got a text from a friend of mine. It looks like the Republican houses are plus 12 right now. There are three in California. They're in a plus situation, but they can't call the election because they're still counting votes, and votes are still coming in. Remember, it took 17 to have a Republican majority, so they're within 5 where it is right now. And there's several races that are still out. Burgess, Owens, these three in California. So this could be interesting. So Nancy Pelosi is getting a little perplexed. Heading to the top of the hour break for the final hour of the Dan Mars Show, Veterans Day edition.